The Bible says, if God be for you, who can be against you? I think of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that were thrown in the fiery furnace. Was God for them? The answer is yes. What about Daniel that was thrown in the lion's pit? Was God for him? The answer is yes. What about Joseph that was thrown in the pit? The Bible says that the Lord was with him. My friend, because we experience trials doesn't mean that God is against us. No, my friend, God is for you.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
The Apostle Paul had captivated or understood or was convinced that nothing could separate him from the love of God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want you to know that no matter what you're going through right now, that the Lord loves you. I can tell you, God loves Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, even though they were thrown in the fiery furnace, the Lord was with him. I can tell you, God loved Daniel, even though he's thrown in a lion's den. The Lord loved Joseph, even though he was thrown in the pit and also falsely accused and thrown in prison for 10 years. And I can tell you, the Lord loved the Apostle Paul, although he suffered many things for the name of Jesus Christ. And my friend, you and I may suffer many things for the name of Jesus because we will not compromise or we will not surrender our convictions. Sometimes you may lose friends or people may misjudge you or people may say things evil about you because you choose to follow the Lord and His Word in your life. But regardless, we must know that if anybody else forsakes us, even family or friends, that God will never leave you nor forsake you for those that put their faith and their trust in Jesus Christ. Now understand that our suffering as believers will open up the means by which we can experience more of God's love and comfort. As we saw in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4 and 5, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. My beloved, you can know that for those who belong to God and those who trust in God, that He is there with you to comfort you and to help you. And Paul knew this. He got a hold of this, if you will. He realized that no matter what may come or what may happen, that nothing could separate him from the very love of God. As we see in Romans 8:35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? The question could be rendered really in a statement. In other words, no one can separate us from Christ's love. No one can remove us from Christ's love for us. No one can keep Christ's love from reaching us. Not tribulation, not distress, not persecution, not famine, not peril, not sword, nothing. Paul the Apostle said, yet, in other words, nevertheless, no matter what, regardless of what happens, whatever happens, whatever people may do to me, and all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. You know, you may not feel like a conqueror right now. There are many days, I can promise you, my friend, I don't feel like a conqueror. But my friend, if you're saved and your sins are washed away and you are justified by faith, then you are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. Paul said, for I am persuaded, I'm convinced, it is for sure, it is certain that neither death, nor life, nor angel, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. My beloved, the grace of God is sufficient. And if anyone ever fails in his or her Christian life, it will not be from a lack of divine grace and love. It won't be from external force or overwhelming adversity, but from their own neglect to remain in Christ Jesus, because only in Christ Jesus is the love of God revealed, and only in Him do we experience it, my friend. Only as we remain in Christ Jesus, our Lord, can we have the certainty that we will never be separated from the love of God.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.